We all have people in our lives we really admire. The ones who make success look easy. The ones whose journeys of triumph inspire us to do more or become greater than we imagined possible. Ever wonder what the driving force behind their decisions was? And the subsequent actions that led to the huge leaps we now see and admire? Well, let's explore the powerful testimonies and lessons learned from leaders during their transformation journeys. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and you're listening to the Journey to Becoming podcast. Sit back, relax, and join me on this journey of discovery. Welcome back. You're listening to Season 1, Episode 5 of the Journey to Becoming podcast. I'm so happy to have you back as we continue our discussion on what it means to be successful and the journey to get there. If you're completely new to me, I'm Sabine Gideon. I'm a speaker, an author, and a certified life and leadership coach. My focus is on helping current and aspiring leaders get clear on who they are and what they want so they can unapologetically pursue and own their identity and purpose. This is a weekly podcast that explores the different aspects and components within our journey to fulfilling purpose and making an impact and establishing our individual legacies. Last episode, we touched on the keys to success, and I gave you some tips and some challenges as it related to the effects of time and change around success. Hopefully, you are able to listen and complete the challenge. If not, please be sure to do so at your earliest convenience. And please remember, you can always reach me at Sabine@SabineGideon.com if you have any questions around the topics that I share or the challenges that come with it. Please also feel free to reach out to me with any suggestions on relevant topics that can be discussed on the podcast. That said, let's get started with this week's topic. If you were able to tune in to last week's episode entitled Keys to Success in Life and Business, you heard me share my philosophy on success and what it means to me. And during the episode, I shared a bit around the fact that I believe that, one, we get to define what success means for us individually, and that there isn't really a one size fits all to the definition of success. Additionally, I shared that for me personally, I've defined success as the fulfillment of my purpose, meaning doing the things and being the person that God created me to do and be. And what that looks like for me in real life played out in action is fully identifying and using my gifts and talents to help others and to make the environment around me a better place, owning my leadership ability and teaching others how to do the same. And then lastly, demonstrating compassion and empathy towards others, specifically those who are hurting, those who are broken, and helping them heal and move forward in their process. So that's my definition of success. And that's what I have chosen to plan the rest of my life around. Now, what I challenge those of you who are able to tune in, and even those who are tuning in for the first time now, was to really sit back and think through what your individual definition of success is. Leaving out the stereotypical images around success or fame or money or whatever the case may be, and really going inside of yourself and clarifying for you what success looks like, what that means, and how it'll play out for you, for your family, and those around you. As I've mentioned previously, there's no one recipe for success. It entails many different characteristics, many different ingredients, many different circumstances, and it's really based on who we are individually and how that plays out or how that manifests in the real world. And as I was thinking through some of the core components that have guided me and helped shape who I am, who I'm becoming, and the success that I've achieved so far in my life, I identified three specific things or three specific ingredients that have played a critical role in me developing into the person that I am today and moving me through my journey thus far. And that includes purpose, identity, and transformation. For this particular episode, we won't be able to cover all three today, but I'm going to start with purpose for part one of this, really digging through the correlation between purpose and success. These two words, purpose and success, are often used in multiple different contexts. And because of the broadness of their individual definitions, it's really hard sometimes for people to zone in and truly understand what it means broadly, and then also to what it means for them individually. So today we're just going to focus on breaking down, or maybe more so examining purpose, what it means, what it looks like, and how it plays out as a first step to success. First, let's take a couple seconds here to define purpose. So, according to Merriam-Webster and dictionary.com, purpose is the reason why a thing is created. It's the reason why something exists, and it's the intention or objective of a particular thing. Some synonyms for purpose are design, goal, intention, meaning, plan, and aim. There are many others, but those are the ones that I chose to pick out. So essentially, purpose is the reason why something exists, the reason why it's created. So before we go into the philosophical aspect of what purpose is and what it means to us individually, let's take a look at purpose just from a practical standpoint. So when you think about a basketball, right? Basketball has a purpose. It's used by people, mostly athletes, to shoot through a hoop, and it's used to help support people being able to play a sport. When we take a look at the purpose of a tree, it has a multitude of purposes, but one in particular that impacts us is that it provides the oxygen that we need to be able to breathe and stay alive. When we look at flowers, flowers have multiple purposes as well. Not only are they beautiful and great to smell and look at, but their role, their purpose is to reproduce and, of course, produce nectar that the insects and other animals use as food. Let's get even more simple. The purpose of your cell phone. It's really so that you can make calls, that you can stay connected to others. It helps us break down geographical barriers. From nature to everyday essentials like the cell phone, we can identify their purpose and their reason for existing. And not only that, we can see how everything that has been created is also engineered to serve others in its own individual capacity, meaning, nothing is created to just exist. Nothing, not anything that we see, like even the television, the stand, the coffee table, the objects that we have all around our homes, they serve a purpose. And in every case, there is a specific action or set of actions required in order for that thing to really fully live out its purpose. So, if you had a coffee table, and yes, I'm looking around my living room, if you had a coffee table and you put it outside on the corner, I mean, yes, it's still a coffee table, but is it serving its purpose? No, it's not successful because it's not in someone's living room holding books or magazines or coasters or remotes or whatever else you put on your coffee table. Such is the case for human beings as well. If we're out here existing, but not fully maximizing our potential, not fully tapping into all of the things that we've been gifted with, can we really say that we're successful? Even if we have the car and the family and all of the things that, society and our families tell us we need to have, if we're not tapping into the potential that we have on the inside of us and we're not showing up fully, in the way that we can and we should, is that success. Doesn't mean that we're not doing good things, and it doesn't mean that we're not making an impact in some case, but if the very thing that we were created to do were one, not aware of it, and two, not operating in it, technically, that means that we're not successful. We each have an individual purpose. Ask anyone in your family or maybe even your immediate circle what their purpose is in life. And I would bet that some will give you a blank stare. Some will come out and be honest and state they actually don't know what their purpose is. And maybe you'll find that a few of them have a glimpse or a thought or, some ideas around what they think their purpose might be. Quite honestly, I think that's the biggest tragedy of our society. The fact that we're not taught or encouraged even to find out what our purpose is, to understand what it is as children. Instead, we're encouraged to go to school, move through the system, get a job, work till you're old and retire, and then die. And let's not forget the getting married, buying some property, having some children, and repeating the same cycle as the previous generations. Now, I don't know about you, but that has certainly been the narrative that was shared for me. And coming, being an immigrant here and having parents who are immigrants, the pressure to do better and the pressure to be the one to break the chains of poverty and all the other stuff that everyone else had experienced, that pressure was certainly there. But I would imagine that many people, whether you're an immigrant or not, you've been carrying, or at some point in your life, you've carried the expectations of society, the expectations of your parents or grandparents or whoever it was. And then you've walked through life trying to live out whatever it is that you were taught. How many of us today, if we're being honest, are walking through life with no direction as to where we're headed and what we're supposed to be doing here with our time on earth? Or worse yet, how many of us are still living out our parents' or society's expectations or what they have identified as the good life or the American dream, for those of you who are here in the US, of course? And how many of us can or will admit that even after achieving all the things, right? And I'm using air quotes here, all of the things, the home, the family, the property, the career, a part of us still feels empty. We're still unfulfilled. And quite honestly, we're tired of striving and chasing. And we just want to be at a place where we can be who we are and be who we're created to be. If you're in this last category, I get it. I've been there. And I've spent the last 13 years on my journey of discovery of my purpose, and then, of course, starting to live it out. Now, that's not to say that everyone's journey has to take the same amount of time as mine, because really, depending on who you are, your life experience, the path that you've been on, your journey may be shorter or longer. The point is, it's a journey. It's not something that happens overnight. And even if you are crystal clear on what your purpose is, there's a process, which I will talk about in a future episode, the process of transformation. It's the process that changes you into the person that you need to be so that you can live out your purpose. The journey itself requires a conscious decision to just embark on it. And then when you're on it, it requires relentless commitment to stay the course. Because guess what? It's going to get uncomfortable and the path is going to feel scary. It's going to feel lonely, and it will be lonely at times. It won't just feel lonely, it will actually be lonely. And I don't share this to deter you in any way, but just more to give a realistic preview of what the journey to identifying and living in purpose looks like so that you can get to that place of success. So unlike nature that fully operates in its purpose from day one, we as humans have this thing called free will. So we're allowed to experiment. We're allowed to explore different things. We're allowed to see life in the fullness of what is available to us. And depending on just how much of that exploring and that experimenting we do, our process of decluttering and rewiring and refocusing mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, just to align with our purpose can take some time. My journey hasn't all been around discovering purpose. I get a glimpse and an understanding of one aspect, and then I have to declutter or let go of some other version of me, and then I move to the next phase. So, speaking for myself, my journey has been the most exhilarating, empowering, and adventurous time of my life. If I'm being honest, it's also been the most painful, lonely, and ambiguous period of my existence. Why? Because the journey to discovering and operating a purpose has required me to let a lot of things go, including loved ones, friends, possessions, mindsets, ambitions, beliefs, expectations, you name it. It's challenged me to see me differently, and it's pushed me to take risks and make decisions completely outside of my comfort zone and contrary to anything that I had seen done from those around me. A perfect example is leaving corporate America back in 2018. In my immediate circle, that was unheard of. In my family, they thought I was crazy and had gone completely mad. And I'm not gonna lie, that was scary. But I had faith that I was walking or I was headed on the path that would lead to fulfillment of my purpose. So while it was uncomfortable, while it was scary, my faith that it was tied to my purpose was what helped me push forward. And so with that, uncovering my purpose or you uncovering your purpose is a beautiful thing. It's a journey I would challenge every single person listening to embark on if you're not already on it. But I would be misleading if I didn't warn you that it's not an easy journey. It's a beautiful journey, but it's not an easy journey. There are many rewards along the way, but there are also many sacrifices to be made. So, my challenge to you this week is to ask yourself and to begin to answer the questions: what is my purpose? Why was I created? What impact am I here to have on earth? And who am I here to serve? Now, I would encourage you to journal your responses. Clearly, I'm a big fan of journaling, or you can type them out, whatever you feel most comfortable doing. But the point is to get them out of your head and onto paper. You're going to learn, and you're going to hear me say a lot that actually writing stuff down or typing it up, whatever your preferred method is the first step towards active pursuit of anything, whether it is a vision, a dream, an idea, whatever the case may be. We have this wonderful ability to dream and to imagine and to think these things, but guess what? They'll never manifest if we don't start taking action. And the first step towards action is getting it from our mind into the atmosphere. And that's through writing or through typing it out. And you will hear me talk a lot about writing whatever it is that you're seeing, because once it goes on paper or once it goes on the computer, that is the first step of actual manifestation, taking something that is unseen and bringing it into the scene. Again, I challenge you to journal or to type out your responses to the following questions: what is my purpose? Why was I created? What impact am I here on earth to create? And who am I here to serve? That's all I have for you today, but please be sure to tune in to next Wednesday's episode for more insight on transformation. I touched on it this week, but I'm really going to dive deep on what is transformation, what does that process look like for us, how to surrender to it, and how to recognize when that's what's happening. Hint and spoiler alert, it's usually when all hell has broken loose around us, but more to come on that. And before you head off to finish the rest of your day, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you're automatically notified when an episode drops. Leave a review. Let me know what you think of the content. And then lastly, please share the podcast. You can use the links on whatever platform you use to listen and share it out with your network so that you can also help inspire others to live life intentionally. Links to connect with me on social are also included in the show notes, along with the link to grab my book and read about my personal journey. My book, The Journey to Becoming, is available on Amazon, on Kindle, and paperback formats. Thank you in advance for supporting, and also please feel free to leave a review if the spirit leads you. With that, I'll see you next week. Have a blessed and purposeful rest of your week.